KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 5 degrees below zero. We look forward to be mostly cloudy this morning with a chance of flurries. Partly cloudy this afternoon, a high around 7. Wind chills today dipping down to 25 to 35 degrees below zero. Hence, there is a wind chill warning in effect for Cass and area counties off to our north until noon today. The surrounding counties, except for Adair County, are under a winter weather or rather a wind chill advisory, with temperatures still hovering as low as 20 to 25 degrees below zero with the wind factored in. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. Most area schools are running 2 hours late this morning. We'll recap the entire list for you here in a few moments. First of all, in the news, officials of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office say they've discontinued an investigation into the theft of more than 30 head of cattle from the Montgomery County sale barn. The move comes at the request of the sale barn owners, who told authorities a person who shall remain nameless came forward and admitted to the theft of 34 head of cattle. The incident took place during the early morning hours of January 7th. The sale barn owners asked authorities to close the investigation, saying the matter will be handled instead internally and that no charges will be pursued. In our weather-related school announcements this morning, Atlantic Community Schools are 2 hours late. Adair Casey Guthrie Center running 2 hours late. Offices open at 10 a.m. there, and classes will begin for Adair Casey Guthrie Center at 10:20. AHSTW, Audubon are both running 2 hours late. No morning activities at AHSTW and no morning pre-K at Audubon. Bedford schools are 2 hours late. Boyer Valley is 2 hours late with no morning preschool there. 2 hour late starts today also at CAM, Charter Oak Ute, Clarinda, Coon Rapids Bayard, Creston, Denison. East Mills has a 90-minute start, late start. Exira EHK is 2 hours late. Essex and Fremont Mills are both 90 minutes late. Griswold Schools, IKM Manning and Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic Schools are 2 hours late. Nottoway Valley, Orient Maxburg, Panorama, Red Oak, and Riverside are all 2 hours late. There is no morning preschool at Riverside. The child care will run at the normal time. Also, Southwest Valley, Stanton, Tri-Center, Underwood, and West Central Valley are all 2 hours late, along with Woodbine and West Harrison. Also, no morning preschool at Jack and Jill Preschool in Atlantic. The Atlantic Little Lambs is closed today, and Atlantic Head Start has a 2 hour late start. You can view those and other announcements on the cancellations page. Look to our homepage at KJAN.com and go to the community hub on the right side. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports his deputies conducting an investigation into a series of stolen vehicles and thefts Monday night. Recovered two stolen vehicles, a stolen camper, a flatbed trailer, a four-wheeler, and other miscellaneous stolen items. They were recovered in the vicinity of Green Hollow Road. And during the investigation, deputies came into contact with a suspicious vehicle. They soon engaged in a pursuit on Green Hollow Road. The suspect vehicle traveled south into Thurman before heading east toward Highway 275 and then changing directions. They went south on 242nd Avenue, and the suspect shut off his lights before turning into a field entrance a little over 1 mile from 160th Street. Deputies pursued the vehicle until it crashed. When the persons inside took off on foot, the deputies deployed the sheriff's canine officer judge and his partner to track the suspects. One of the suspects was tracked into the bluffs and down a creek bed. That suspect was given numerous commands to surrender, but he continued to resist and fled on foot again. The canine foiled the suspect's efforts to run, though. During the apprehension, the suspect kicked the canine in the face, but the dog never let go of his bite and instead dragged the suspect toward the handler. The suspect was then taken into custody and transported to Grape Community Hospital in Hamburg to be treated for dog bite and hypothermia. He was later transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. A deputy was also treated for frostbite following the incident. The suspect's name was not immediately available because he was being uncooperative with authorities. He'll face charges that include eluding, assault on a peace officer, and other infractions. The Fremont County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Tabor Police and the Iowa State Patrol. In the funeral announcements, Philip Butch Froelich, age 79, of Coon Rapids, died Friday. A massive Christian burial for Butch Froelich will be today at 10:30 at the Annunciation Church in Coon Rapids. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has the arrangements. Russell Adams, age 91, of Harlan, died Friday. Funeral services for Russell Adams will be today at 1:30 at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Catherine Martin, age 87, of Erling and formerly of Shelby, died Friday. Funeral services for Catherine Martin will be this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Shelby United Methodist Church. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Jeremy Brooks, age 46, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. No services are planned for Jeremy Brooks, but visitation with his family will be held this evening from 5 until 7 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Colleen Wheatley, age 79, of Atlantic, died Thursday. A prayer service for Colleen Wheatley will be this evening at 6:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Vera Schuning, age 102, of Avoca, died Saturday. Funeral services for Vera Schuning will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. James Emery Jewell, age 88, of Shelby, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. Celebration of life services for James Jewell will be held Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Danny Kunze, age 55, died Sunday at his home. A memorial visitation and reception for Danny Kunze will be on Thursday from 5 until 7 p.m. at the Hoya Kielnowski Funeral Home in Council Bluffs. Charlotte Ann Holzer, age 81, of Westphalia, died Sunday. A mass of Christian burial for Charlotte Holzer will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Joan Wittrock, age 80, of Manning, died Sunday. Funeral services for Joan Wittrock will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Michael Atkinson, age 78, of Anita and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday. Memorial services for Michael Atkinson will be this Friday at 2 o'clock at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Milo Peterson, age 92, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Celebration of life services for Milo Peterson will be on Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has the arrangements. Philip Harris, age 66, of Edina, Minnesota, a native of Atlantic, died Friday. Funeral services for Phil Harris will be on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Luther Memorial Church in Madison, Wisconsin. Crees Funeral Home of Madison is in charge of the arrangements. Elsie Bass, age 94, of Fontenelle, died Monday at the Adair County Hospital. Funeral services for Elsie Bass are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. And Dorothy Henriksen, age 92, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Dorothy Henriksen are pending at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.